Earlier today, Georgia Power estimated just under 40,000 people in Clayton County were without power as a result of the storm. That's more than a third of the company's customers in the county. Walter Barber is with Clayton Fire and Emergency Services. He says the storm downed many trees and power lines around 7 a.m. this morning, especially in cities like Jonesboro and Riverdale.
We're just encouraging everybody that can to stay indoors and stay as warm as possible. So the threat that's posed by the falling ice and the falling trees and the falling branches, we don't want anybody outside necessarily to get hurt.
Barber says the county has 7 crews on the roads dedicated exclusively to clearing them of debris. He says the county is also maintaining a database of non-emergency medical calls that's being updated constantly so officials can check in with callers later when roads are better. Barber didn't have a number on how many calls the county had received, but
I can tell you that it has been ringing off the hook nonstop since about 6:30 this morning.
Clayton Police Department says police stations are open as warming stations. Calls and emails to officials in Jonesboro and Riverdale did not receive a response before airtime. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.